Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello, and welcome to the Intel on AI podcast. Today, we're recording live from the Intel AI Summit in sunny San Francisco. I'm talking with Deepak Dinkar, the Senior Practice Manager from Wipro. Welcome, Deepak.
Thank you, Emily.
Today, Wipro is here showing off one of their AI solutions, which is the Wipro Pipe Sleuth. Talk to me about Pipe Sleuth. How is AI helping detect pipe errors?
So the sewer pipeline is one of the most neglected, unseen pipeline network that you can see across any city for that matter. If you see, San Francisco has about 1,900 miles of pipe, sewer pipeline that is there, you know, laid out below these roads, buildings. So that requires routine inspection and maintenance. So Pipe Sleuth enables automating the whole inspection process using Intel AI OpenVINO technology. Just to give you a little more details, today the way it happens is they lower a rover with a camera fitted on it through a manhole, record the video, and there's a person who actually manually inspects these videos and generates a report for the maintenance personnel to act on it, whether in terms of repair work or replacement or no action if the pipeline itself is okay. But if you see, it's somebody's day job to actually do this routine manual inspection of the video and report generation. The Pipe Sleuth actually automates this whole process. The Pipe Sleuth takes the video itself as an input, runs the inference engine, which uses Intel's OpenVINO technology itself, and then generates a report for the user to just review and actually, you know, generate a work order. So essentially, in the earlier times, 1 hour of video inspection was 1 hour plus another 10 to 15 minutes just for the report generation. But with Pipe Sleuth, you can complete the whole thing in 10 minutes.
That's incredible.
That is what, you know, Pipe Sleuth is changing the way. You're not disrupting anything. You're just augmenting the whole workflow to deliver better value.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we all know that municipal governments don't have a ton of resources all the time, right? And so you're still using your workers, but you're using them much more efficiently.
Yes.
You can find sewer issues faster. You can cover more ground. So that sounds like a great solution. Are there actually municipalities using Pipe Sleuth today?
Yes. DC Water, the Washington, DC's utility, which is actually using this. And they have seen multiple benefits when they use the solution. So essentially, you know, they're able to manage their asset network itself better. And they're able to reduce customer complaints because essentially you're able to prioritize your maintenance activity itself. You know, they used to issue work orders end of the week. You issue work orders only on the videos that have been inspected. But now you're able to process, inspect more videos. So that way you can address severity. The cases which have high severity, you know, problems gets addressed immediately.
That's incredible. And I'm thinking also even from a conservation standpoint, you know, what if you had a pipe that's leaking and you're finding that faster, you're fixing that faster.
So yes, yes.
Really some real benefits. This is wonderful. Are there any other kind of AI solutions, proof of concepts that Wipro is working on?
Yes, we are working on surface crack detection itself, which is essentially inspecting the building itself for cracks and any other anomalies. And the other one was medical imaging itself, where you are inspecting x-rays, where you look for anomalies and give a heads up to the radiologist that there is an anomaly in the x-ray itself. So these are the other two, you know, AI solutions. Apart from this, we are looking at other solutions as well in terms of if I have to extend any visual inspection solution, you know, if you have to look at for oil and gas, how do we go about detecting corrosion in case of exterior of a pipeline itself, where, you know, if the paint has got eroded or there is corrosion that is setting in that requires immediate attention, or if it's electric utility itself where the tree branches are coming close to it and, you know, it requires trimming of the branches. So all this, we're trying to use Intel's AI solutions for that.
I think that's so timely, especially with the tree branch. I think this, we're all very sensitive to that topic here in California, right?
Right.
Our nation's infrastructure, it's expanding and also aging. And so, you know, any way we can help maintain it better. It seems like a really great and novel use of artificial intelligence.
Yes.
So these are all sort of image recognition, image detection based solutions. Can you talk to me a little bit about the underlying hardware and software that you're using? Is it inference at the edge? Are you back in the data center? This is happening. How does it work?
So in case of the PipeSleuth itself, so that is inference at the edge. So DC Water has already invested on Intel hardware. So now they would like to make better use of the hardware. So you have invested in a set of servers, and you want to get more out of it. So the Intel solution, the PipeSleuth, would run on Intel hardware, which has been optimized. So we have implemented PipeSleuth on multiple Intel hardware. So that is starting from i5, i7, goes on to Xeon, where we see close to over 32%, in case of i5. And in case of i7, it is about 55%. And in case of Xeon, you're looking at approximately 77% gain, when you compare the non-optimized versus the OpenVINO optimized version of the PipeSleuth itself. So that's just one solution. So I'm looking at Nirvana as to what that can be a big game changer, in this whole AI space itself.
Now, WePro is a member of our Intel AI Builders program, and I know that you have had a great history with that program in terms of bringing solutions to market. Can you talk a little bit about how that relationship's been working for you?
Yeah, AI Builders is an ecosystem which enables accelerating AI adoption for enterprises. So Intel and WePro together are approaching different industry verticals and trying to address different problems. So one such problem that we have solved is the PipeSleuth itself, which is very specific to the sewer pipeline for the water utilities. Now, similarly for oil and gas, we're talking about metal pipe inspection, and in case of buildings or aircrafts, where it requires inspection for lightning strikes. So we are actually talking to one of the logistics company where at the end of each flight, so they use a drone to actually record a video. And today they do a manual inspection. And if you can do the inferencing at the edge, you can actually turn around things faster, because you have a fleet of planes and you can definitely turn around the anomaly detection inspection process quickly, and you can address the problems quickly. So Intel and WePro together are now approaching different customers to solve industry problems. We're trying to see how we can change the way things are being done.
So when customers come to you with this kind of problem at a higher level, what are their challenges with AI adoption? Is it, I don't know how, I don't have the data? What are their pain points?
So first and foremost, the moment you say, I don't know how, is one of the first challenges that we got to address. Because the moment the word in the market is AI is going to replace jobs, but it is not true. It's going to make your life better. It's going to help you make things operate more efficiently. So operating efficiency is one of the key aspects that we try to tell the customer that this is the benefit that you see if you try to adopt this particular solution. The second part is, they have a lot of data, but they really don't know what to do with the data because they don't have anything that actually they can go back to. For example, if I have to take PipeSleuth, so end of every analysis using PipeSleuth, it generates tons of metadata, right? So now if I take any pipe segment that gets inspected, if I inspect the videos of the same pipe segment over the years, the metadata will tell me what was the problem that was there 2 years ago, what was the fix, and what is the problem today. So I get the whole history, and I can turn around things better.
That's incredible. I think for most of us in our jobs, there's no shortage of work to be done.
Yes.
And it's not like you finish a project, you're done with it forever. So in terms of PipeSleuth, for example, the person working in the city maintenance department is not going to just be done with their job once PipeSleuth runs once. They're going to start again on the thousands of miles of pipes.
Yes,
So that makes a lot of sense. Now, on a personal level, you're in the AI industry. What kind of advances, possibilities that are being made possible with AI, are you really excited about?
I'm definitely excited about AI itself, the adoption of AI. So you can see a lot of the computing is going to get transferred to the edge. Traditionally, it was happening in the cloud, but now with the kind of adoption that you see, the kind of infrastructure that the customers have invested in, you can see there's a huge requirement for edge AI itself. So that way, Intel's AI products align very well with, whether it's hardware plus the software, the OpenVINO itself, are aligned very well to address this particular challenge.
Deepak, your enthusiasm for AI is just really infectious. And for the listeners at home, he's sitting here with a big smile on his face talking about all these possibilities that WePro is enabling. So for those who want to learn more about WePro, where would they go on the web?
www.wepro.com.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here today. I hope you enjoy the rest of the Intel AI Summit. This is Emily Hudson, and you're listening to Intel on AI.